A little west of Mukwonago, there used to be two golf courses at the Rainbow Springs Resort. They were called Big Mo and Little Mo. A lodge built 50 years ago failed early on, but the quirky courses, a skull and crossbones flag flew at Big Mo's difficult 12th hole, stayed open until 2010. Then the Wisconsin DNR acquired the 970 acres, mainly using state stewardship dollars. The department tore down most of the old buildings. It also stopped using bug and weed killers and let the grass, weeds, and small trees grow to where this time of year the vegetation is waist high.
We're going to go up onto what was a tee box for the old golf course, and it'll give us a nice view.
Ann Corman walks onto what used to be Big Mo. She's the DNR's property manager here. Looking out at what used to be the first, 10th, and 18th holes, Corman sees good things.
This land is healing in a healing stage. It was subjected to pesticides and herbicides for many years, and now it's not.
The absence of new chemicals is not only good for the land, it also benefits a high-quality water body that flows through Rainbow Springs, the Mukwonago River. Corman says the sediments are cleaner now and there are more species of fish. Also, the river flows more naturally because most culverts have been removed. One more thing, Corman says it's now safer to canoe or kayak.
No longer have to worry about being hit by a golf ball when you're out here paddling.
The DNR is nearly done with its master plan for the area. After that, Corman hopes the agency budget will eventually allow for more planting of native species, a tearing down of the old golf clubhouse, and other improvements. But she says Rainbow Springs, or technically the Mukwonago River Unit, will have to compete for dollars with a lot of other great state lands. The transformation to wildlife sanctuary is further along at another former golf course, a few miles north of Port Washington. Purple martins greet visitors near the parking lot of what used to be the Squires. For about a decade, the 116-acre site near Lake Michigan has been known as the Forest Beach Migratory Preserve. The nonprofit landowner, the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust, has built a two-story viewing stand. Executive Director Tom Stolp goes to the top.
So this is used by our visitors who are coming here to birdwatch.
Stolp says birders, including from the Western Great Lakes Bird and Bat Observatory based in the old Squires Pro Shop, have spotted about 250 species. He says the diversity is due to different habitats that were created.
Whereas a golf course probably has a more of a monoculture habitat. We have 8 different distinct habitats. There are 27 different wetlands across this property. The way we've been able to restore native vegetative species has meant that there's more bugs, more seeds from those plants. There's more food for the migrating birds.
Stolp says the Land Trust plans to improve the preserve by planting more native species and trying to get rid of invasives. He says he's not against golf and that there are still plenty of fine courses in the area. That includes the challenging layout the pros are playing this week at Erin Hills, where birdies may be hard to come by. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.